My wife and I invested £3,000 and we bought £250 of shares for each of our three children.
I bought one share, £250.
And I bought four shares.
How much did you invest? Are you willing to tell me?
A lot.
We also managed to attract funding from the big society capital, Crowdfunder Match Fund, which was amazing because we were one of the first pubs in the country, and that's why there's been such a national interest in what we're doing in this, our pint-sized community pub.
What a fine selection of ales you have.
That's Mark Newcombe, perhaps the perfect chair of a community pub society, ebullient, full of bonhomie, what you need to rally more than 200 local investors. He failed to rescue his local just down the road and now a Tesco, so decided his next closest pub must be saved.
What happened was the licensee of the pub a couple of years ago decided that he didn't want to continue with his licence. Alarm bells started to ring.
So loudly that he listed the pub as a community asset.
What that meant was that when the owners of the pub decided that they want to sell the freehold, they had to then inform the Royal Borough, who then informed me. Basically, that then gave us an opportunity to put a bid in to buy the pub.
The Localism Act in 2011 gave people the chance to register buildings like pubs, village stores, post offices as assets of community value. Then, if they go on sale, they can bid. Mark and the rest of the locals raised more than £300,000 between them. The rest came from Big Society Capital, which invests in charities and social enterprises, and from loans and grants. £500,000 in total. It is quite a tiny pub, and it's very traditional at the moment. You've got the dartboard in the corner. It's not your gastro-pubby feel. Maybe that's why it's popular. But do you have plans to change it at all?
Yes, we do. I mean, recently in the Guardian paper, it was described as an ungentrified local.
How accurate do you think that is?
Very, very accurate. And, of course, we're going to spend quite a bit of money making it look a lot better than it is, but it's never going to lose its character. We don't want to turn it into a gastropub. It is a local boozer.